Okay, so we'll start on the today's daf test. We'll start on daf Ches Amud Beis by the Gemara, I believe, what we're up to. So the Gemara brought, the Mishnah had brought the Machlokes, and one of the Shitos was Rav Yossi Haglili. Right, and Rav Yossi Haglili, right? Rav Yossi Haglili said that the Nasi, the din of the king, is like the same din as the Beis din. Just that he doesn't bring the king does not bring in korban olav yored. In the three instances where you have a case of a korban olav yored, the king does not bring the special korban for the king. So Amar Ula, my time is Rav Yossi Haglili. What's the reasoning behind Rav Yossi Haglili shita? What's the reason why he holds that the king does not ever bring a korban olav yored? He says Amar Kra, because the pasuk says this is the pasuk by the instances where you would bring a korban olav yored, shuos edus, right, where you testify that you don't know testimony, bitwis fasayim, where you swear falsely, and tumas mikdash v'kadoshah, when you walk over to the base of mikdash in tumah. Pasuk says there, v'haya ki yesham la'achas me'ela. So it would be that if you sinned with one of these, in one of these, you bring the korban olav yored. So the learning out from the words la'achas me'ela, kol she'mischayev b'chol achas, Mischayev v'kulan. Anyone who would be chayev to bring a korban in each and every instance listed here, achas me'ela, then he would be chayev to bring in any other instance. But the she'ein mischayev v'achas, whoever is excluded from one of these categories, ein mischayev v'kulan. Then he can't be mischayev v'kulan. And since the king is excluded from the korban regarding shvuos edus, because he doesn't testify, the king doesn't testify, therefore he's already excluded from one, he's excluded from the other. So the Gemara says, well, why are you saying that? What does the achas me'ela mean? Only if you're included in all of them are you included in one. Maybe achas me'ela means, even if you're only included in one of them, then you're included in that one. So the Gemara says, ve'ema mischai ba'achas mehen, ve'yapa pishay mischai v'kulan. Maybe it means that even if you're only chayiv in one, even if you're not chayiv in all, so the king would be included. Why are you excluding? So Gemara says, no, Ella Taima Rav Yossi Haglili Mehacha. You're right. I guess that pasuk can be read either way, so we're going to drop that as the source. And bring the source from somewhere else. The Sanya with the following brisa. Hay Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer. Rabbi Yirmiyah would say, Netmar, it says in the Torah by the korban olav yored, it says, in lo sagiya yado. If he cannot afford A, he brings B. The Netmar, it says also, if v'lo sasig yado, to the twice thing, right? This is lo sagia yado, v'lo sasig yado, which meaning he's too poor, he's too wealthy. So Gemara says, mi shebo lidei anios v'ashirus, that only comes to include a person who can have the possibility of his net worth fluctuating up and down. It's only someone who can have, sometimes he can be wealthy, sometimes he can be poor. Yotza, that excludes nasi v'mashiach, she'ein boin l'deyanios. That should exclude, I guess, completely from korban olav yored, the king and the kohen gadol, who by definition are not allowed to be poor. They are by definition wealthy, right? Rashi says, right. So nasi diksiv. How do we know nasi is not the nasi is it has to be wealthy? Pasuk says, Hashem nasi yechta v'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav. He did one of the averus, I guess, of Hashem, his Lord. Misha ein gabav el Hashem alakav. This comes to talking about the person, the only person who's more royal, more regal, or more above him would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he is, that's the king. The king doesn't, and therefore he never has anius. If he never has anius, he doesn't have the korban olav yored. That's why he's not chayev, the korban olav yored. And that's exactly what Rav Yossi Haglili says. And the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, how do we know that he doesn't have any anius? Diksev a kohen hagadol meyachav, the kohen who's greater than all of his brothers. Shu gadol meyachav binoy, has to be better looking. Bekoach, with strength or gvura. Bechachma uba osher, he has to be the wealthiest. Achem omri menaim she ain lo gadleyu mishel achav. Menaim she im ain lo. How do we know that if the kohen gadol does not have resources, doesn't have property, doesn't have wealth, that we give him from his brethren, Gadleya Bishalachov, Tamad Lomar, La Kohen, Hagadome Achov, Asher Yutzak Al Rosho. I guess from Hagadome Achov again, is Gadleyu Me'achiv. Make him great from his friends, from his brothers' property, you see from here that the Kohen Gadol and the king are both always wealthy. If they're both always wealthy and they can never come b'chlal anius, so that's why, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they cannot bring the korban ol v'yored, because the korban ol v'yored is only brought by people whose net worth can fluctuate between being wealthy, being less wealthy, and being poor. Because that's the idea of the korban ol v'yored, either bring animal, birds, or mincha. Fine. The Gemara then says, "By minei Ravina Rav Nachman Yitzchak." Ravina asked the following question of Rav Nachman: following case, nasi shenitztara mahu. The nasi had gotten saras. He gotten saras, and therefore he's removed from his nasius. Right? So Rashi says, it's the first short line. Nasi shenitztara the Rav Yirmiya or Rav Yosef Aglili. The Avram in Nisiyosa, according to Rav Yossi Aglili and Rav Yirmiya, who would say that typically a Nasi does not bring the Korban all over Yoreid. Now he got Saras, and he's taken away from being the king. She'ein Roy Lios Melech Yishu Mitzora. I guess it's a temporary removal. He's not allowed to be king when he's Mitzora. Katerina, come on, Perak Beis. We'll see tomorrow. Yinigo Hashem Es Melech, Vahim Mitzora, Yom Osova, Yeshu Beis HaChofshis, Temashma Shenas HaChofshis Mumachusa. Okay, so he's no longer king. So Mahu, Mi Amrinan, Rashi continues, do we say, does he remain exempt from bringing a korban ol v'yorei? Since he was potter from bringing a korban ol v'yorei when he was a king, now that he's no longer king, would he then be obligated to bring the korban ol v'yorei? Odilma madahave have kishu nasi, whatever status he maintained regarding this as a king remains. Klomar hol v'nitche yitche kishtara. That whole idea, once you become king, you're completely just removed and pushed away from the whole entire concept of korban ol v'yorei, and therefore even when you're no longer king, you still don't bring the korban ol v'yorei. So the Rashi Gemara says, mitche dochi o miftar patir. Is his kingship push away the korban ol v'yorei? And since it pushes away, it's gone. Or maybe it just patters him, the korban ol v'yorei. And once he's no longer king, he no longer has the patur. So amrale, so the Gemara says, dilach o de gaza. So okay, interesting. Read it for Rashi. Amrale, a little further down. Mimai kavbayis lichayuve laase korban kinishtetzara. Basically, where is he going to bring the money from? When what would be the count as his money if he would have to bring the korban all over your aid? Shelcha o mimamon de gaza didei. Are you going to give him money, or is it going to be from his treasury? So, I guess the assumption is that the king still has access to the treasury, even after he's like, the same way the president still gets secret service, the king still has some access to the treasury. Right? So, have omer mi gazadi dehu deboi lasri. Since he's getting from the treasury, the keva gazadi dehu kabai asu amtui lahaki patal gamri korban ol v'yorei. The idea is, since he still has access to the treasury, he's potter, because he can't become poor. It doesn't really answer the question whether it was mitchei dochi or miftar potter. It's just giving a different reason. He's just never going to be poor. He's still never going to be poor because he still has access to the treasury. Tosos Harosh brings down the Shita Sarama, which is the complete opposite. He says that, well, who's he going to give it for? He's no longer the king. He's going to have to take it from his own money. He still may be wealthy now if he has so much money. But if he's even once you're removed from the treasury, then theoretically you can have all your funds wiped out. So according to Tosos Harosh, bringing the Shita Sarama, he would be Chayav. It's the complete opposite Shita of Rashi. Okay. Yeah, but the pension can always go down. If he's removed from the treasury, right? If he's not accessed to the treasury, pensions can always fluctuate. So since it's a possibility that it can go down, says the Rama, then you know, of all people in this room, you know. Okay, Tanya. So we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mashiach Patur Mikulan. So this is the Shita Rabbi Kiva who says by the Korban Ol V'Yorid, the Kohen Gadol is Patur from all korbanos olive yored. She was edus, she was vitoi, and tumas mikdash. So if he violated any of them, he doesn't bring a korban olive yored. Not sure if he doesn't bring any korban, just doesn't bring a korban olive yored. So Amar Rava, my taima de Rabbi Akiva. What is the source for Rabbi Akiva? So I don't know why he doesn't learn from the source before of a gadol meyachav, that he doesn't go, okay, whatever. So Amar Rava, my taima de Rabbi Akiva. Amar Kra, he learns it from the following pasuk. This is the pasuk brought down by the Minchas Chavitim. The Minchas Chavitim was an obligatory korban on the Kohen Gadol, who would have to bring an Asiras Ha'ifa every single day. Right? It was one of the korbanos tamid, basically. You have to bring every day. So it says, Ze korban Aaron Uvanov. This is the korban of Aaron Uvanov to teach us Zo ba'al chovalo. This is the only type of korban mincha that is obligatory on the kohen. The ein acheres ba'al chova. And there is no other type of korban mincha which is obligatory to the kohen. So it excludes the kohen from bringing an asiras ha'efa from the korban olamiyoreh. He's out. There's no possibility for him to bring a korban mincha in the concept of korban olam yored, and since he doesn't bring the korban mincha in the korban olam yored, he wouldn't bring either the animal or the birds also. Once he's excluded, that seems to be what it's saying.
If he became tumas meis, he wouldn't have to bring
it. Doesn't have to bring korban olam yored. He's exempt. If he became tumas meis, there's no korban for becoming tumay. The korban is if it becomes tumay and then enters the base of Mikdash.
I'm just trying
to tell you, king can be poor. It doesn't. The king can't be poor. That's exactly the Gemara's point. The king can't be poor. Since the king can't be poor, he's out of the concept of being poor. That's exactly what the Gemara said. That's exactly what it said. Okay. There's no Aveira to become Tamei. The Aveira is if you're...
7 days that you have to bring a covenant.
If you're before what? If you want to go enter and eat from kosher, and if you don't, so we're living in sin all the time now because we didn't bring the carbon? No, we just can't do certain things because of our status. If you want to correct that status, which may be a mitzvah to correct that status, then you have to bring the carbon. Okay, the Eima, so the Gemara says, wait a second, you just exempted the carbon, the Kohen Gadol, from the concept of bringing the mincha, because that only mincha that's obligatory in him would be the mincha's chavitin that's bring every day. But Eima, ki mimayit le'rachman mi'dali dalus. Maybe what the carbon is, what the Torah is now excluding him from, is from bringing any carbon mincha, which would be the carbon when you're absolutely poor, as for carbon over your aid. Umayni asiras ha'efa. Aval anias asiras lo mi rachmana. Okay, so you're telling me that he's not allowed to bring a carbon mincha, but the carbon over your aid has two other categories. So maybe you only excluded him from the lowest category, but part of the korban olam yored. But he still, if he violated one of those averos, he would have to bring either category one or two for the korban olam yored. Why is it knocking everything out? I don't know why it's different than Rav Yossi Aglili. Rav Yossi Aglili says a kohen gadol d'mayachov, and therefore you can never get, he can never get poor. And mishalo bala nius v'ashirus. Okay, it's a different drasha. Okay, the Gemara says lo sokadaitoch. You can't think that if you can be excluded from one aspect of the korban olam yored and not all the aspects of the korban olam yored. Why? Because it says by the korban olam yored, v'chiper alaf kohen al chataso asher chata me'achas me'ele, from one of these. So the hamischaper b'chol echad mischaper b'kulan. Whoever can get kapara via all three of these, any three of these korbanos, animal, bird, mincha, mischaper b'kulan. Then he can get kapara, meaning he's included in the concept of korban olam yored. The aim is kapara be'achas. Whoever cannot get kapara via one of these categories, and that would be the kohen gadol right now, who we just saw was excluded from the korban mincha, aim is kapara be'kulan. He cannot get kapara with any of them, meaning you're either in all three or you're out in all three. Once you're excluded from one, you're excluded from the other two as well. The Gemara says, wait a second, elamayata. If that's the case, well, what about the following? Diksiv. This is also in the parsha of Korban Olam Yored. It says, "V'haya ki ye'esham la'achas me'ele." It says, if you violated one of these three sins, la'achas me'ele. So we just said me'achas. I mean, me'ach, we just said, means, you know, all for one or one for all. It's either you're all in or you're all out. But now we have le'achas me'ele. So hachinami, that should also mean dechol ha'mischai dechol echas mischai dekulan. She'im mischai dechol be'echad e'im mischai dekulan. You're either in or you're out. Allah Matnan, why did Rabbi Kiva say Nasi Chayiv Chutz Mishmiyas Kol? That the Nasi, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Nasi is Chayiv. Well, that's why you can't learn the Rav Yosei Glili, because Rabbi Kiva sheet by the king. Rav Kiva says that the king is Chayiv in two out of the three. You just said if the words Achas Me'ele say you're either in or you're out. That's why the Kohen Gadol is all out. But then comes Rabbi Kiva and says Le Achas Me'ele. You're either in or you're out by the Averus. But the king isn't in by all the Averus. He's excluded from the one about Shavuos Eidos. So why? It says, La'achas me'elah. The Gemara says, no, Abai v'rabba the Amar Tavayu, me'achas mashmalei, le'achas lo mashmalei. The first one that we learned, me'ach me'elah is mashmalei, either all in or all out. The second one, le'achas me'elah is not mashmalei, either all in or all out. So Gemara asks, wait a second, ma'ishna me'achas de mashmalei, what's the difference? Me'achas, le'achas, well, what's the significance of the difference? The Gemara says, you know what, it's not really a difference in the meaning of the word. It's a difference of where these two words are written in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, He says, "The kasvei rachmana libasof." The Torah wrote the words of me'achas me'ela at the end of the list. So it has the list of the three korbanos, you know, par, mincha, birds. Sorry, par, birds, mincha. And then as a summary, it says, So that right, kasvei rachmana libasof gabi asir se'efa. Lemeimra to tell us called the mechayev asir seifa mechayev kulan. Me'achas me'ela is after the korban, after the entire list. And since it's after the entire list, it comes to teach you either in or you're out of the list. However, right, because the isla gadaitach mechayev ba'achas afal she mechayev kulan. Because if you would think that if you're chayev for one, that's enough to be chayev for that aspect. So nichtev lahay me'achas me'ela bidalus inayim b'ashirus. Write it in category 2, or in category 1. By writing it in category 3, that means you're coming to include all of them together. My assumption being then, I have to look in the pasuk, is the second pasuk that we said, Le'ayoki Yeshom Le'achas Me'ela, is not written at the end of all of the list of Averus. That has to be. Okay. Fine. Right, but that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva couldn't learn it out from Kohen Gadol Me'echav, about whoever cannot come to Bichlal Anios can't bring the Karbanos, because he has the Nasi bringing to Karbanos Olaviori. So he has to learn that something specifically for the Kohen. Okay. Now the Mishnah, again, these Mishnahs are pretty cryptic, but, okay. Kol ha-mitzvos shevatorah shechayovn al-zidonon kores v'al shegugoson chatos yochid maybe kizba v'sira. So any mitzvah in the Torah, that had you violated a b'mezid, you b'chayev kares. If an individual violates a b'shogeg, he brings a korban chatas, right? Chatas. It's a chatas. Sorry, yochin may be kizba. He has to bring a kesev, usi'ira, and a female goat. Mahanasi, and the nasi who violates it, he brings sa'ir, so male goat, I guess. And a mashiach who would violate any of these, the base, maybe in par. And the Kohen Gadol and the Bezin who paskin for any of these, it had to be the par of the Moshe Tzibur, or the par called Mashiach. It's a par. Ubavos kochavim, and if their violation was b'shogeg and iser vodazara, so that just between the categories, and the yachid v'nasi v'mashiach v'vin seira, the yachid nasi and the Mashiach and the Kohen Gadol, they bring a sayir. Ubezin would bring par v'sayir. They would bring a cow and a sayir, par la'olav, sorry, l'chatas, one for olav, one for l'chatas. Now, Ashram Taloi, when it comes to Ashram Taloi, the Ashram Taloi again is, it's in lieu of the Korban Chatas. If I am Mesupak as to whether I violated an Avera, of which I would be Chayav a Korban Chatas, and I have a Supak about it, I bring in Ashram Taloi. So, the Gemara Mishnah says, Yochid v'nasi Chayavin, the Yochid and the king, if they get in that situation, would have to bring an Ashram Taloi. But Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and the Beis Din, the Kohen Gadol is a suffer whether he violated something, or the Beis Din, if they paskin something, and it's a suffix as to whether or not the Tzibor violated or not, Paturim, they do not bring the Ashram Taloi. Ashram Vadai, now there are 5 Averus listed in the Torah where you would bring a Ashram Vadai, where it's just a Korban, it's Korban Ashram, it's Ashram Gezela, Ashram Ilus, Ashram Shukharufa, Ashram Nazir, Ashram Etzorah. Those of us who say Ezim Komen every day know that from the Mishnah. So those are the 5. So Ashram Vadai, it says, Yochid Nasi Mashiach Chayavim. So any individual, even the king, even the Kohen Gadol, would be obligated to bring an Ashram Vadai. But Beis Din, who gave a psak to allow one of the Surim that would be violate, would bring an Ashram Taloi, if they did that and everybody did the Avera, they're Pturim. They don't bring a Par Elam Shal Tzibor. Again, Beis Din only brings the Par Elam Shal Tzibor if what they passed in would be Chayav a Chatas. Okay. Then Korban Olvi Yorid, which we had been going through now with Shoshi Aglili and Rambakiva, this Mishnah says, Al Shmias Kol, if someone who violates the Averu swore that he doesn't know testimony, when he really does, Val Bitwe Svasayim, right, Val Tumas Mikdash Vikdasha, Bisvasayim, Shuas Bitwe, like the Gemara Shuas, a false oath, Tumas Mikdash Vikdasha, if you were Tameh and you went in, and you're Tameh and you ate something, so Beis Din Paturim, Beis Din, when it comes, if Beis Din says that one of these Averus is Mutter, right, then even if everyone violated basin doesn't bring, there's no pile of tzibur. The yachid v'nasiv mashiach chayavin, and this mishnah says the yachid, the king, and the kohen gadol are chayav in all korbanos olav yorid, which is weird because we just had shitos that said they were pater. It's a three-way machlokas, right? We'll see Rashi in a second. Ella, he says, Ella she'ain, so they're all chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, no. Ella she'ain kohen gadol Mashiach, that's interesting, the first time we use the word kohen gadol Mashiach, chayiv al tumas mikdash v'kedashah, did Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, no, yes, the king is chayiv for all korban, all of Yoreid, but the kohen gadol is only chayiv for two out of the three, but he's not chayiv for tumas mikdash v'kedashah. The kohen gadol enters in the base of Mikdash in his state of tumah, he doesn't bring the korban all of Yoreid. Okay. That's what I'm pointing out. I don't know. It's the first time it said Kohen Gadol Mashiach. It says Kohen. It doesn't. It usually just says Mashiach. I don't remember it saying. It may have. But I don't remember it saying Kohen Gadol before. It's just been saying Mashiach. Umahi Mavien. So what korban would the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach have to bring? Umahi Mavien. Korban Olah B'Yoreid. They would have to bring a korban Olah B'Yoreid, which is, I guess theoretically, they would always bring the animal because they don't become poor. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Lezer Omer, no, Nasi may be Sayer. The Nasi would always bring the Sayer. Even if he's Chayav a Korban Olah B'Yoreid, he would always bring the Sayer. If you look at Rashi on the left side, it's the last Rashi before the Gemara. It says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Nasi may be Sayer. He says, V'shalosh machlokas medavar. We now have a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar, Nasi u'mashiach patur mikulan. Rabbi Yosef Glita says that the Nasi and the Korban Mashiach are potter completely from Korban Olah B'Yoreid. That was the lima that we learned, that he'll only bring a Korban Olah B'Yoreid if you can theoretically become poor. Since they can't become poor, they don't bring their potter from the concept of Korban Olah B'Yoreid. That's Rabbi Yosef Glita. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Nasi Chayiv B'Kulon, Chutz Mishmias Kol, U'Mashiach Potter B'Kulon, Mei Olah B'Yoreid. So Rabbi Kiva said, so we have like six situations, the three Korban Olah B'Yoreid. So at all three, the Kohen Gadol is potter for, and the Melech is potter from two out of three, but he's potter from one out of three. He's only chayav from two out of three because he's only potter from the din of Eidus. Rav Shimon, now we have Rav Shimon here, Savar, Nasi Mashiach Chayavin B'Kulon B'Olah B'Yoreid. Rav Shimon says, like our Mishnah, that they're all chayav in all six, except, his only exception is, She'en Kohen Gadol Mashiach Chayav Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. Except for, it's not all six then. He's chayav for five, but the Kohen Gadol is potter from Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. Okay. Three-way machlokas. Tanya. Okay, so now there's a brisa that's now going to give Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon haya nosen klal. He would give a rule. Kol shehayachid va'asham taloi. In any situation where the yachid would be chayav and asham taloi, meaning he's masupak, whether he violated an veiro, which would allow him to make him bring a korban chatas, hanasi kayotzebo. The Melech is the same thing. He would also bring the Nashram Taloi. And Mashiach will base the Peturim, the Kohen Gadol, and they're based in the Potter, for that instance. And any time an individual would be obligated to bring an Asham Vadai, which were those five cases we listed, then Nasi v'Mashiach Kayotzev, and the Nasi, the King, and the Kohen Gadol are included as well, will base the Peturim, they're based in the Potter. And then he says, Shmias Kol, Bitus Asayim, Tuas Mitas V'Kadoshav, those are the Korban over Yoreids. Based in Peturim. Based in is potter from bringing. There's no idea of the power of based in. The Nasi v'Mashiach Chayavin. And the king and the Kohen Gadol must bring a Korban Olah B'Yoreid. Except that, Ein HaNasi Chayav v'Shmias Kol. The Nasi is excluded from the Korban Olah B'Yoreid regarding testimony. V'lo Mashiach v'Tumas Mitas v'Kedashav. And the Kohen Gadol is excluded from the Korban Olah B'Yoreid that you would have to bring if you entered the sanctuary while you are Tamei. Then the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, Kol Shehu Olah B'Yoreid, whoever is Chayiv in Olah B'Yoreid, Nasi Kayotzevo, the Nasi is included in all of it, and Mashiach who based the Peturim, and the Kohen Gadol is Potter. So there's a stira now between the lines that we just read. The Gemara says, Haku Fakasha. The Gemara is going to ask the stira regarding the Kohen Gadol. Haku Fakasha. Amarta, you said in the above, in I guess part two of this Brisa, She'ein Mashiach Chayiv B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. That the only part of the Korban Olah B'Yoreid that the Kohen Gadol is excluded from is the Tumah part. Meaning, right, B'Tumah Mikdash V'Kedashav who the Potter. He's Potter from that one only. Aval B'Shmias HaKol B'Tus Sayim Chayiv. But that Diyuk is that he is Chayiv Korban Olah B'Yoreid in these instances of violating, swearing he does no testimony, and making a false oath. So, Eimah Seifa. Then look at the Seifa, which says, Kol Shehu B'Korban Olah B'Yoreid, anything that an individual is Chayiv in Olah B'Yoreid, Nasi Kayotzebo, the king is Chayev, and Mashiach ubeis the Peturim. Mashiach and the Beis are Potter. Katani Mashiach Ubeis, and you included Mashiach and Bezin together, Peturin, Ma Bezin Peturin Mikulun, Af Mashiach Patur Mikulun. Second part of the Brisa indicates that the Kohen Gadol is Patur from all instances of Kohen Olav Yoreid, whereas the first part of the Brisa indicated that he's only Patur from one instance of the Kohen Olav Yoreid. It's a Stira Minei Ubei. So the Ratzin Gemara says, Kashin Hadadei. There is a contradiction. So Amar Rav Huna Veredi Rav Yeshua Lo Kasha. There's no question. Kan bedalus, kan bedalidalus. One instance in the Mishnah is talking about if the Kohen is the poor person's carbon, and one is talking about the very poor person's carbon. So what's going on? This is Rashi. Kashina Hadadi, Rashi, so right side. Tekatani, bedalidalus. If he is completely poor, meaning if he is, he does not, he's pater from bringing the mincha part of the carbon olor viyori, Mashiach Pater Mikulu. Kedeksiv, like we learned by Rabbi Kiva a couple minutes ago, Zek Korban Aaron, De'in Acheres Balachova. There is no other Korban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol would bring. Meaning the Kohen Gadol is Pater from level 3 part of Korban Olav Yored. V'haydi Ka'amar D'Mashiach Chayev B'Shmias Kol B'Yitus Susayim. That's going to be Dalos, B'Tomer B'Yona, Shadal Lo Boy B'Dali Nos. Basically, he's saying that the Kohen Gadol is Chayev a Korban Olav Yored in those two instances, except he only would be able to bring level 1 or level 2. He could never bring level 3. Because level 3, he's holding like Rabbi Akiva, who patters him from bringing the Korban Mincha, because there is only one Korban Mincha which is incumbent upon a Kohen Gadol, and that's the Minchas Chavistin. But if he's holding like Rabbi Akiva said that once you patter from one aspect, you patter from all. That's what Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon Savala Rabbi Kiva Bechado, who pleaded Bechado. He holds like Rabbi Kiva in one part and argues with him in one part. Savala Rabbi Kiva Dalidalas the Potter, who polygly Bedalas. He holds like his Limud that potters him from level 3. But he doesn't hold by the extension which Rabbi Kiva held. If you potter from one aspect of the Korban Olav Yoreid, you potter from all aspects of the Korban Olav Yoreid. That Rabbi Shimon does not hold. So he only holds that you potter from level 3. And that's the answer between the Braisos. The Brais that says the Kohen Gadol is potter is talking about he's potter from level 3. And the Brais that has the deal that he, in two cases he would be chayev is talking about level 1 or level 2. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, Elo she'ena Kohen Gadol chayev, right, we said the Kohen Gadol is not chayev on the idea of Tumas Mikdash Vikacha of Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara is going to say, what is the Svara for Rabbi Shimon? Amar Chizkia, my time with Rabbi Shimon, who exempts the Kohen Gadol from bringing a carbon if he violates the concept of Tumas Mikdash Vikacha. He says, the Ksiv, because it says, by Tumas Mikdash, it says, V'nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-hi mitoch ha-kal. And this individual will be cut off from amongst the nation. So he says, "Mi shekarbano shove likahal." It only comes to talk about somebody whose karban, whose mischaper, who gets kapara, gets atonement with the entire congregation, right? Karbano shove likahal. Yotzezo that comes to exclude the Kohen Gadol she'ein karbano shove likahal. The Kohen Gadol does not get kapara, does not gain atonement from the same karban that the rest of the congregation does, because on Yom Kippur, the entire nation is with the Sayer, and the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own par. Therefore, since based on this limud, I always say Rav Shechter says sometimes we don't understand limud in Bisman Azeh. Okay, so I'm going to be somewhere on that. Based on this limud, we're excluded. The limud is that the only people who are chayev for the concept of Tumas Mitzvah Sekdashav are those who get kapara on Yom Kippur with the same karban. That excludes the Kohen Gadol, who has his own karban. I think I should exclude all Kohanim, right? Don't all Kohanim also bring a different karban? Okay, I don't know. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Nasinam. If that's the case, the king also should be excluded. Why? Because Ein Karbano, Shove the Kahal. Because we can also find, not just on Yom Kippur, but throughout the year, the karban of the king is different than the karban of the Kahal, because a Sibor that sins during the year, according to the Horaz based in, brings a par lechatas, right? And the nasi who sins would bring a sayer. That's interesting. It's talking about, right, that's what Rashi says. Talking about if the tzibur sins based on horos based in, they bring a par lechatas al tzibur. But if a nasi sins by himself, right, he brings a sayer, which is different apples and oranges, because, right, different carbons. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. You just said that if you have different carbons throughout the year, our lima is only talking about Yom Kippur. But the king and the kahal are shaveh, the Gemara says, pick up par Yom Kippurim. They're the same carbon on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara asks our question. Im kein kohanim nami lo shaveh l'kahal. Then forget the Kohen Gadol. Even the regular Kohanim are not equivalent to the congregation be kapara b'yom kippurim. They get a different kapara yom kippur. Because again, they get kapara through the power of the Kohen Gadol, where everyone else gets with the Sayer. And since the Kohanim are not equivalent to the Kal and Yom Kippur, we should pater all Kohanim from the carbon all over Yorin for Tumas Mitzvah because of the Shav. Why just the Kohen Gadol? The Gemara says, no, Kohanim shavu kahal b'shar mitzvahs l'shar kulu. Because the Kohanim are similar to all other mitzvahs during the year. Meaning, if there's a case where they're based in Paskins, and we have to bring a parallel of Sibur, the regular Kohanim are included with that. The Kohen Gadol is not. So it seems to be that you have to be disparate from the congregation in two aspects. Because the regular Kohanim are different than the Kahal on Yom Kippur, but the same during the year. The Nasi is the same on Yom Kippur, but different during the year. But they're they do have too much mikdash v'kdashav. The Kohen Gadol, who has a different carbon during the year and a different carbon on Yom Kippur, he's the one who's not subject to too much mikdash v'kdashav. Okay, so Ella Amar Rava, Ema. So the Gemara says, So Kohanim shav l'kal b'shar motzei shana kula. So he says, nope, Mashiach nami hashav b'shar motzei shana. The Kohen Gadol is also similar to all the other carbon. I don't know what this means. Even the Kohen Gadol could theoretically be a situation where he brings the same carbon as the Kahal. What was that case? That was the case if he and the Beis Din paskin about the same thing. All Kahal Yisrael Somechon Psak of Beis Din does the Aveira. Yet he Somechon his Psak and does the exact same Aveira. We had the piggyback carbon. So since it's theoretically possible for the Kohen Gadol to use the same carbon as the congregation during the year, well then he has the same thing as everybody else. And therefore he shouldn't be excluded from Tumas Mikdash Rikdashav. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ein Hakanami. Ela Amarava, you should say as follows, Ein Mahachi. This is why he's not Chayiv on Tumas Mikdash Rikdashav. It's Mi Shechataso Shavu L'Yichidim U'mayniyu Kahal. It's whoever's carbon that he would bring if he violates an Aveira is similar to the Yichidim. If a Yochi violates an Aveira, he brings a regular korban chatas. If the Nasi violates an Aveira, he brings a korban chatas. If a Kohen Hedjok violates an Aveira, he brings a korban chatas. Kohen Gadol violates Aveira, he doesn't bring a korban chatas. He only brings the korban if he paskin with somech on what he paskin. So that excludes the Kohen Gadol from bringing a korban from Olivi Yoreid for Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav. Okay. Now comes the hard part. Compared to what we're about to do? Yeah. Because, I mean, at least for me, because I have a big question mark in my Gemara, so that doesn't bode well for me. Okay, it's not so big, it's just big. It's just there. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Nasi Mevi Sayer. Right, so if you go back into the Mishnah, right, on Amin Aleph, he said, Rabbi Lezer Omer, we said, when they are chayav to bring a korban all over Yoreid, what do they bring on these three things? Shimon said they bring a korban all over Yoreid. Rabbi Lezer says the Nasi brings a Sayer, right? He brings a goat. Sorry, is a goat? I think it's a goat. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that the Nasi brings this goat that would typically would be a korban olah v'yoreid. Ela b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. That's only in one of the three averos that korban olah v'yoreid. It's only when it comes to tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Hoil v'ne'emar kores bo kibikavua. Because by the tuma of mikdash v'kadoshav, you have a concept of kores. And therefore, it's similar to a chatas kavua. Because a chatas kavua typically comes from something that you would violate b'mezid, you get kares. So too, tumas mitzvah v'kadoshav, if you violate b'mezid, you get kares. Since it's very similar to a korban chatas in that respect, so the nasi is going to jump up, and he's not going to bring a korban olah v'yoreid in that instance, he's going to bring a sayer. He's going to bring But in the other two cases of korban olah v'yoreid, I guess theoretically, the Nasi could be subject to the fluctuating korban. Right, the Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rav Yochanan. Right, Amar Rav Yochanan. No, that's not it. That's not it. Oh, it's on the right. You see, the entire left column is his last couple lines of Gemara. That's all I knew. Sorry. So he says, if it's on the right side of the page, Rashi, it's right in the middle of the Mishnah for the new parak. It's Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Amar Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer didn't say the Nasi Mevi Sarah B'Yadia B'Makom Olav Yored. Ela B'Tumas Mitzvah Zogdasha Hol V'Nemar Kos Kavua Klomar Kibichatas Kavua. The Kesavah Rav Eliezer, the Chi Hechi, the B'Makom Shechayavim Azidona Kares. Any place that if you did it B'Mezid, you would be Chayav Kares. V'Al Shigin Go Chatos and if Shogig, you have to bring a Chatos. The Hainu B'Makom Chatos Kavua Nasi Mevi Sayer. Hachinami hecha dechayev lo al zidono kores v'ashigat also all of yorid maybe sawyer hold the dome lechatas kavua. It's similar enough because you have the mazed aspect of getting kores. The nasi would have to bring the karban. Now Rav Papa comes to try to prove Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is they're going to try to reject that proof. They're going to reject that rejection, and I don't understand. So the proof. So Amar Rav Papa. Hachi Nami Mistabra. It also makes sense, it's Mistabra to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Eliezer agrees if the Aveira does not involve a Kharis, if he did a Pemezid, that the Nasi would bring the Olev Yorid and not the Sawyer. Why? The Isak the Daita, because if you would think Rabbi Eliezer Akulo Ka'amar, that Rabbi Eliezer, when he says that the Nasi brings a Sawyer, that's talking about all three instances of Korban Olev Yorid, Michdei, Sawyer, of the Nasi, upar Mashiach b'makom yochid lechatos kai, the sayer that the korban that the Nasi brings and the par of the korban that the Kohen Gadol that are in lieu of the korban yochid the chatos that the korban the yochid would give. They're instead of in place where the yochid would bring a korban chatos, the Kohen Mashiach brings the par and the Nasi brings the sayer. If that's the case, nisnei nami, then Rabbi Eliezer should also write in our Mishnah that the Mashiach that the Kohen Gadol brings a par b'shmias kol b'itus v'sayim. He would have to bring the par in those cases, just like he holds that the nasi would bring a. If he held that the king has to bring a regular korban in all three instances, then he should list that the kohen gadol should also have to bring a regular korban in the two instances that the kohen gadol has the korban all over yorid. But he doesn't, right? Nesni nami mashiach maybe b'shmias kol b'itus v'sayim elamid lokatani. The fact that he doesn't mention the other two, at Lokatani Mashiach, he doesn't mention the Kohen Gadol at all, Shema Mino Atumas Mitos V'Kadoshav Kai, to Mashiach Pater. So it must be, I think what he's saying, it must be that he's only talking about the Tumas Mitos V'Kadoshav, and the only reason why it's the Gnossi and not the Kohen Gadol is because the Kohen Gadol is exempt from the whole concept of Tumas Mitos V'Kadoshav. Meaning, had Rabbi Eliezer meant that in all instances, the Gnossi has to bring a regular Korban instead of the Korban Olav Yorid, he should have listed the Kohen Gadol as well. I agree with you. See? Question one. By not listing the Kohen Gadol means that he's only talking about the king, and would only be talking about and he's only talking about the king, he's only talking about Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshav because the Kohen Gadol would be putter. I don't know. So Amar Lei, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Nasan, Rav Papa, so he says, Mimai, why is that such a raya? Dilma, de Rabbi Eliezer, Akulon, Kai. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the king has to bring a regular korban in all instances of the korban all over your aid. And, Ubi Mashiach, Savalak Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Mashiach, Patra Kulon. And when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, the reason why he didn't list the Kohen Gadol is not to make any diyukim, because he holds that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to bring a Korban Olav Yorid at all, because he holds the Rabbi Akiva, who says that since the Kohen Gadol is parted from bringing the Mincha, he doesn't bring any other Korban Olav Yorid. That's the why. That makes sense. The Gemara says, no, Amr Lei, V'Rabbi Akiva, mi parter le mi par. He says, no. Rabbi Akiva, which is different than what we said now, when he said that the Kohen Gadol is parted from the Korban Olav Yorid, that only meant that he's putter from the fluctuating part. But he still would have to bring a par if he passed into one of these things and said his usher. And then he's putter from Korban Olav Yorid. He's putter from bringing the fluctuating part of the Korban Olav Yorid. But he's still chayiv in the Korban Olav Yorid. So you can't say, oh, he holds like Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Kohen Gadol is putter from everything. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that. Well, maybe he does. Well, I don't understand. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. So the Gemara says, Asulo Midi. And that's all I have to say about that. That, let me get the reference to that. That's, That's if it's sulo midi, there's no raya, and therefore we definitely prove from a Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Nasi brings a sayer in lieu of the korban olav yored. It's only in the case of tumas mitzvahs for kedushah. But in the other case of bitrus v'sayim, and bitrus v'sayim, I guess it would be, because shuas edus, well, and shuas edus, if he was chayiv, he would have to, it would be the fluctuating korban. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara brings another din that Rabbi Yochanan said in Rabbi Lezer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moda Rabbi Lezer, she'ein mevi asham, I think it's an asham tawoi. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Lezer agrees that the melech, the nasi, the king, does not bring an ashrei taloi. Meaning, even though Rabbi Lezer says that, right, even though Rabbi Lezer says that tumas mikdos v'kedashav, if he violates it, b'shogeg, he would still bring the katas. So it makes you think that he's taking this avera and making it like a regular avera. So therefore, it's a regular avera. If he's a suffix, he should have to bring an ashrei taloi. He says, no. I think that, right, he agrees. Let's read this Rashi. I got it in my head, but I got to say it out loud. Amar Rav Yochanan, it's on the left side, towards the bottom of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Afakav the Kamar Rav Elezer, even though Rav Elezer said, Ho'o v'nema b'karis, even though it says by Tumas Mikdash Dashav, the idea of being punished, if you had been violated by Mazi, you get karis, ki kavua the nasi, it's like a karban kavua, and therefore the nasi would bring a sariya, ki b'chatas kavua, nevertheless, Moda Rav Elezer, in Asham Toloi, delav di b'chatas kavua. An Asham Toloi you would bring, Ashram Toloi you bring if you were mesupik, if you violated an aveira that you, if you were sure, you brought a chatas kavua. We now just said that because there's kares by tumas mikdash v'kedashav, we're viewing the tumas mikdash v'kedashav, which is usually a korban olav yored, as a chatas kavua for the nasi. So by extension, then the nasi would have to bring an ashram Toloi in that case, because we're viewing it for regarding the nasi as a chatas kavua. He say, no, it's still not all the way a chatas kavua. It's still going to be a korban olav yored, and by korban olav yored, you don't bring an asham taloi if you have a suffix. Right? Amar Rav Yochanan, Moda Rav Elezer, she'ein mevi asham taloi. Right? So Tana kemeid Rav Sheses, asham taloi. So we have a brisa that says asham taloi ba al tumas mikdash v'kedusha. We have a brisa that says no, you do bring an asham taloi if you violated tumas mikdash v'kedusha. Again, the korban asham taloi is halachically only brought in lieu of a chatas kavua. Tumas mitos v'kedoshav is not a chatas kavua. It's an olav yored. But regarding the nasi, we said it is a chatas kavua because he has to bring a par. He doesn't bring any fluctuating. So if it's a chatas kavua regarding the nasi, he should also bring an asham toloi. And we said, now we just said that Rabbi Lezer says, no, it's not fully a chatas kavua, and therefore he doesn't bring an asham taloi. This brisa says that Rav Sheisha says, you do bring an asham taloi by tumas mikdash v'kedashav. So, now we have machlokas. Whether or not the violation of tumas mikdash v'kedashav is a full-fledged chatas kavua for the nasi, or only a partial chatas kavua for the nasi. If it's a full-fledged chatas kavua for the nasi, then not only do you bring the par, you also would bring a korban if you have a suffix. It would be an asham toloi. If it's not a full-fledged, then the asham toloi thing is knocked out. So Gemara says, Amar le, so Rav Sheisha says to this Talmud, the Amar lach money. Who do you think, right, Tanakh made so a Bryce was taught in front of Rav Sheisha that says the asham toloi brings, that the Melech would bring an Asham Taloi if he's Masupik, whether he violates Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. So Amar Lei, so Rav Sheisha says to this Talmud, the Amar Lachmani. Well, according to whose Shita are you quoting this? Kid Rabbi Lezer? Are you saying like Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Hol V'Nemar Karis Kavua, Maisi Nasi Sa'ir Alea? Are you holding like Rabbi Lezer who said that since it has Karis, it's similar to a Chadis Kavua, and that's why the Nasi brings a Sa'ir? Can't be. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mod Rabbi Lezer, Sh'eim Evi Asham Taloi. But Rabbi Yochanan said, despite that fact, Rabbi Lezer says, you don't bring the Asham Taloi. So how can you quote me a Brisa that says you do bring the Asham Taloi? Kasha. So that's why it's a Kasha on that Brisa. Okay. Told you that part was hard. We'll stop here.